here is our friend Jivo. Jivo, would you like to introduce yourself? Sometimes Jivo naps, so we'll see if Jivo's awake. Jivo. Well, it'll probably wake up in a second. I'll open the book while I do that.
Hi, I'm Jivo, and I'm a social robot.
Awesome! Thanks, Jivo!
My name is Jivo. What's your name?
Quinn.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Teal.
Ooh.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Thanks, Jivo. That's so cool. You like teal? That's pretty. Alright, so for our first one, we're going to look at the alphabet. So if you can tell me what letter you see here, what you see here, and one more thing that starts with that letter.
A, an apple, and an alligator. B, a boy, and a balloon. Cookie, C, a cookie, and cat. D, a duck, and dinosaur. E, an elephant.
If something's hard, what's the opposite of hard?
Easy. F, a fish, and meat.
What do you like to eat?
Fork. G, a guitar, and
it's okay if you don't know. We can move on. Okay.
I can't think of.
Yeah.
H, a house. Hello. I, ice. Igloo. J, juice.
A peanut butter and what sandwich?
Jelly. K, a key.
It's okay if you don't know.
I don't.
Okay.
L, leaf. Like. M, monkey.
Who are you with today?
Mom. In this.
Opposite of yes.
No. Orange. Octagon. P, plate. Pass. Q, quack. Queen. R, red. rock. S, spider, spill. T, table, tap. U, umbrella, up. V, vacuum. Bass. W, watch.
What's something you drink?
Water. X, x-ray.
Do you know an instrument? It's okay. This one's a hard one.
I don't. Y, yogurt. Yawn. Z, zebra.
Where might you see a zebra here? It's okay if you don't know.
Zip.
Yeah.
I thought of zip.
Yeah, zip works. Awesome, you did a great job. You can go out and hit a buzzer. Awesome.
Great job.
All right, now we're gonna look at some numbers, okay?
Okay.
So what's this number?
One.
And what do you think might come next?
Two.
What about next?
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Are you ready?
Oh, are we counting by fives now?
Well, we'll see. So we went from 15 to what?
20.
And what do you think's next?
25.
Good guess.
30, 35, 40.
Yep. So we went from what number to what number?
30 to 40.
So what do you think is next?
50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100?
Awesome! What do you think is next?
200?
Good job!
300?
Of course. What's this?
500.
What do you think is next?
600?
Yes. Oh. What's this?
1,000.
Yeah, 1,000. Awesome. Do you like math?
A little.
Okay, do you want to read this for me and tell me the answer?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Great.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Awesome.
6 times 3, 21.
Close, very close, but that's all right. That one was harder. This is probably even more harder. Do you want to just read it? You don't have to tell me the answer.
Wait. 21 divided by 3, 7?
Awesome! Yeah! And I realized I didn't tell you this one. This one, the answer was 18. So you're very close. But awesome! You can go ahead and hit a buzzer!
Again.
Alrighty. So next, we're going to play a different game with some pictures, okay? So, if I tell you that this is a shoe, looks like a shoe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I say we have another shoe, and I ask you, what would you call two
shoes?
Awesome. So I'm going to ask you like that, okay?
Okay.
So this is a brib, and now we have another brib. So we have two
bribs.
And then we have a light And another light, so we have two
lights.
We have a bell and another one, so we have two
bells.
We have a yawk and another yawk, so we have two
yawks.
We have a crib and another crib, so we have two
cribs.
We have a kite and another kite, so we have two
kites.
We have a foo and another foo, so we have two
foos.
We have a cow and another cow, so we have two
cows.
We have a rock and another rock, so we have two
rocks.
We have a duck and another duck, so we have two
dips.
We have a slide and another slide, so we have two
slides.
Now we have a skack and another skack, so we have two
skacks.
We have a bag and another bag, so we have two
bags.
We have a ship and another ship, so we have two
ships.
We have a cup and another cup, so we have two
cups.
And we have a snack and another snack, so we have two
snacks.
We have a yak and another yak, so we have two
yaks.
We have a mip and another mip, so we have two
mips.
We have a smile and another smile, so we have two
smiles.
And we're back at the beginning. Awesome! You can hit a buzzer.
You're doing great.
Aw, thanks, Jiva. Of course you are. All right, Jiva, do you want to tell us what we're doing for the next one?
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
How exciting! Awesome! Thanks, Jibo! So now, this is our first picture. Can you tell me what you see here? And you can move closer if you'd like to. Up to you.
A lion and a boy in a ship. Well, a little boat. On a lake of some sort with flowers behind it and little fish swimming in the lake. Little lily pads.
Yeah, anything else?
No, not that I can
think. All right, so how do you think the lion and the boy ended up on the ship or the boat?
I don't know.
Any thoughts? You can be as creative as you want to be. Well, why would they need to be here?
To go somewhere?
Okay. Where do you think they're going?
To the forest, maybe? To a forest or a jungle?
Yeah. What do you think they're going to do there?
I don't know.
That's okay. So do you think these two are friends or not friends?
Based off of what they're doing together, I think they're friends.
Okay. Would you ever be friends with a lion?
Probably not.
Why?
If I tried to walk up to one, it probably would eat me.
But this one looks friendly, right?
I guess.
Okay. So what animals would you want to be friends with?
A dog.
A dog? Do you have any?
Yes, I have two.
Tell me about them.
I have a bigger dog. His name is Dexter, and I have a small dog that I recently got, and his name is Prince.
Oh, that's so cute. That's awesome. Do they get along well?
I think Prince tries to be friends with Dexter, but I think Dexter's over him.
Oh, okay. Do you think Dexter just needs to spend some time warming up with everyone?
Maybe. But Prince tries to bite his tail, so.
Oh, no.
He's a puppy, and Dexter is an old dog, so.
Yeah. So does Prince need to be trained or something? Or?
Probably. Yes.
Aww. Do you have any other pets?
I used to have a cat, but he recently died.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your cat's name?
Bernie.
Oh, that's so cute. Do you think maybe you'll get a cat again?
Not anytime soon.
Okay. You need to spend some time with Prince, right? It's awesome. Any other animals you'd be friends with? Doesn't have to be a pet, you know? Just
a red panda.
A red panda? Have you seen one before?
I've seen them at zoos.
What do they look like? Are they...
They remind me of monkeys. Like, they're like an orangey red color that climb up in trees all the time and sleep.
Oh, yeah? I like sleeping too. That's nice.
Yes.
Are they pretty big, small?
They're pretty small, I'd say.
Okay. Awesome. Anything else?
No.
All right. Did you notice the fish here?
They kind of look very odd.
What's odd about them?
Their faces look different, like underneath their eyes here, and the scales on the top of their face look kind of weird.
Anything else silly about this picture?
Not really.
So. All right, are you ready for the next one then?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, what do you see here?
A kid standing on a bed who needs to clean his room, like I do, pretending to be a superhero that's flying a paper airplane. You can see.
Have you ever pretended to be a superhero?
Yes.
Which one?
I have been Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel.
Awesome. I actually just watched Captain Marvel. Do you watch all those movies?
Sometimes.
Okay. No. Which one's your favorite?
Probably Wonder Woman.
Okay.
I like the newer one better, but it's not here anymore. I like Wonder Woman the most, though.
Yeah, awesome. So you said this room is messy, like your room, right? So on a scale of 1 to 10, how messy would you say this room is?
A 6 or a 7.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how messy would you say your room is?
I mean, it kind of tidied it up yesterday, so... Right now, it's probably a 3.
Okay, so theirs is more messy then.
Right now, not usually.
So what is this room messy with? What do you see?
There's a ton of toys on the floor, a pillow and a sock, and there's clothes hanging out of the drawer.
Yeah, what else do you see?
There's a clouds in the room that kind of looks like an ocean almost. And an airplane? A pretend airplane? A fish? Some books on the ship.
What's that?
A picture?
Have you ever dreamt of something like this in your room?
Nope.
So what do you think this person is going to do with this?
Throw it out the window.
Out the window? Where do you think it's going to go?
I don't know.
Have you ever done something like that with a paper airplane?
No.
What do you like to play in your room?
I don't really play in my room much. I play in my dog's room.
Oh, yeah. What do you play there?
I play with my Barbies most of the time. And sometimes my LOL dolls.
Oh, nice. Do you have any siblings you play with?
I play with my brother. He's in the other room doing the other right now.
Awesome. That's great. Anything else about this picture?
No.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. What do you see here?
I see a girl with a light bulb that kind of looks like a scientist with rats next to a desk and octopus stealing a pencil and a book and something up there. I don't know what it is. And there's little science, like beakers, I think is what they're called. And there's books underneath the table that the rat looks like he wants to eat. Sniffing next to him.
Yeah. So what do you think this girl is doing?
Putting a light bulb into a lamp or something.
Yeah, maybe. Do you think the girl notices the octopus?
No.
No? How do you think she'll react when she sees it?
I think she'll scream.
How would you react?
I'd run out of the room. And probably scream.
What if it was a friendly one? Maybe the octopus wants to help.
I don't know. What would happen then?
That's okay. So what things do you see on the wall here? What are the octopus holding?
It looks like he's holding a magnifying glass, maybe, and looking at different shapes.
Yeah. Have you ever done a science experiment before like this?
I've never done really anything like this, but I have done a few science experiments.
Really? What was one that you really liked?
I liked making a glow-in-the-dark ball with one of my friends that I did. It was like a bouncy ball, but it's supposed to glow in the dark, but it didn't work, but I did enjoy doing it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Maybe you can try again sometime. Mm-hmm. Was there another one you liked?
I liked making blubber, actually, here. That I did.
You here?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
In the science area.
I did not know they did that. That's awesome. Do you think the rats are helping out, or do you think those are also hiding from her?
I think they're also hiding from her.
Okay. She just really needs to look around.
Well, I don't think they're hiding. I think they're trying to escape. From.
Maybe. Do you think something's growing over here?
Some sort of plant.
Have you ever grown a plant?
I tried to grow an apple tree, but it didn't work.
Oh, that's awesome, though. Maybe, I bet that's hard to grow. Yeah, maybe you can try again later.
Yes.
Hmm. Are there anything else about this picture?
No.
All right. Alright, what's silly about this picture?
The beach, I think, is almost as big as her.
What would you do if you had a beach that big?
I would not eat it. I would be terrified to eat anything like that.
Maybe your family would like it.
Maybe.
So what else do you see in the picture here?
I see a carrot growing maybe over there. I see a few snails and slugs like rummaging around, probably trying to eat the plants. I see a shovel digging into the ground without anyone digging with it. It's a magic shovel. That's what it is. And I see a big fence around all the thing.
Anything else?
Not that I can see.
So where do you think this person is at?
A farm?
Have you been to a farm before?
No. Well, at my papa's house it used to be a farm, kind of, but not anywhere.
Oh. Well, if you had a farm, what would you want to grow?
I'd want to grow apples and Probably carrots. I can make glazed carrots because they like this.
Delicious. Any fruits other than apples?
Bananas.
Yeah.
Yes, you're my favorite.
Yeah. So do you think this is her farm or do you think she's working on it?
I think she's working on it. I think.
Do you think that, what do you think she's going to do with this?
Put it in the ground and hide it so she can eat it later?
Maybe.
For a snack whenever she's working on the farm.
Yeah. How long do you think that will last her?
A year.
Maybe. It's pretty big. Anything else about this picture? Mm. Awesome! Well, you did a great job!
Yeah.
You can go ahead and hit a buzzer.
You're doing an awesome job.
Aw, thank you, Eva. Now we're going to do some reading. Do you like to read? Mm. Awesome! Can you read this for me?
Sarah was not born in Ohio. She was born in West Africa. She came to Ohio last year with her mom and brother. She was shy. Jan was from Ohio. She was born in Columbus. Jan lived with her dad, her grandma, and her three sisters. Jan was friendly. One day at school after lunch, Sarah was standing by herself on the sidewalk watching Jan dance with her friends. Jan had lots of friends because she was quite nice and helped people learn new dances. Three of Jan's friends started to laugh and point at Sarah. "Why is she just standing by herself?" they said. Jan looked over, but she did not laugh. She was sad that her friends were laughing. Jan looked at her friends and said, "It's mean to point and laugh at people. That's not nice." Jan walked to Sarah. Her friends stopped laughing. "Would you like to dance with us?" Jan asked her. Sarah smiled. "Thanks, but I do not want to dance. May I play the music so you can dance?" "Sure," said Jan. Jan watched as she got up and turned off the CD player. The kids stopped dancing and stared at Sarah. She dumped the tub of toys out on the ground and turned the tub over. "I will pretend this is a
Dembi,
and I will make music so you can dance," Sarah said as she smiled at Jan. Then she began drumming, and the children danced quickly.
Awesome! You're such a great reader.
Thank you.
Do you want to read one more?
Sure. Today is Saturday. Juliet was happy on Saturday. Dad comes for her and her brother. The telephone rings. It's Dad. Dad tells her that he cannot come today. And Juliet begins to cry. "But Dad," she says, it is my birthday." "I know," said Dad. "I'm sorry, I will come tomorrow." Mama tells her not to cry. "We will go to the shopping mall. We will go shopping at the mall," said Mama. Julietta was not happy. She goes with Mama to the mall. They go and to make believe mountain. Then Julia likes her friend, sees her friends. She sees Grammy and Pop-Pop. She sees Auntie Mary. Julieta sees Deb. Everyone says, "Happy birthday, Julieta." She is so happy. "This is the best birthday ever," says Julieta. Mama has two jobs. She works at the dollar store. She works at Speedway too. Mama tells her boys, "You must do your best in school. If you study hard, you can get a good job when you grow up. If you get one good job, you will have a time with your family." Mama attends college. When she's not working, she does her best in school too. Will and Luke miss Mama when she is not home. The boys know she loves them a lot. She takes good care of Will and Luke. They will learn as much as they can in school. So that's that. When they grow up, they can help take care of their mama.
Awesome! You're such a great reader.
Thank you.
Do you want to read one more?
Sure.
Okay.
All the students finished lunch quickly so they could go outside for recess. During recess, the children enjoyed dancing the wobble and songs like the dookie. They really enjoyed line dances. And Dion was one of the best dancers. After lunch, Miss Kent brought the CD player outside to the playground so the children could dance. The first song they played was the Cha-Cha Slide. Everybody clap your hands. DJ Gasper sang. All of the students started clapping to the beat of the song. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Children danced to the right. All the children slid to the left. Then they took it back. But before DJ Casper could say cha-cha real smooth, something bad happened. The CD player stopped skipping. Cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. The students stopped dancing and ran off to the something to the CD. Ran off to find something else to do. "Miss Kent," said Dion, do you mind if I take a look at the CD player? Maybe I can fix it." "This happens all the time at home." "That would be a wonderful," said Miss Kent. Dion took the CD out and looked at the bottom of it. It was scratched and a little dusty. Dion checked to make sure his shirt was clean. He wiped the CD player with his shirt until it shined, then slid it back into DJ Casper started playing again. "Cha-cha now, y'all." Cha-cha again. Dion smiled. Began dancing. All the children started running back to the dance area to join him. Then they had a great time dancing, and Dion was a hero.
Awesome. Wow, I love hearing you read all that.
Thank you.
Can I go ahead and hit a buzzer?
You're doing great.
Aww. All right, next we're going to look at some pictures. Can you tell me what they're doing here, and then if you want to explain how you would do it?
They're brushing their teeth. You take your toothbrush, put toothpaste on it, and then rub your teeth with the toothbrush. That's what I would do with it.
Yeah.
They're washing their hands. You get your hands wet, and then you put soap on your hands, and then rub your hands together, and then rinse the soap off.
Awesome.
Tying their shoe, I think. You cross the tie, like the laces, and put one of the pieces of string into the hole, and then pull it, and then you make a bunny ear, and then take the other piece of string and put it around the bunny ear, and then stick the bunny ear through the hole. They're making cereal, maybe? Take a bowl and take the cereal and pour it, some of it into the bowl, and then add milk.
Awesome.
They're putting a sweater on?
Mm-hmm.
You take the sweater, put it over your head, and then put your arms through the sleeves.
Yeah.
They're frosting cupcakes. And you take a cupcake and take a piping bag and put frosting in it. And then you twirl it around you spin the cupcake and squeeze out the icing, and then it puts icing on top of it.
What's your favorite type of cupcake?
Chocolate.
Delicious.
They're painting?
Yeah.
They're dipping their paintbrush into the paint. You take a cup, I guess, and put some paint in the cup, and then take your paintbrush and dip it in the paint, and then paint a picture.
Yeah. Do you paint?
Sometimes. They're buckling their seatbelt. You take the seatbelt and pull it over your chest and lap, and then you put it in the seatbelt holder. They're pretending to feed their teddy bear. You take a teddy bear, sit it down, I guess, and take a bowl and a spoon, pretend to put food in it, and then pretend to feed the teddy bear.
Did you ever used to do this? Yeah? Mm-hmm. What would you do it with?
I had this toy that had a toy bowl, and then I took a spoon and then fed the toy, and I also had a baby alive that you could actually feed.
Uh-huh.
And I put it was this green powder, and then you mixed it with water, and then you could feed it to them. It did not smell very good.
Okay.
I remember.
That sounds so fun, though.
It was.
Awesome. What's happened here?
They're dressing up, I guess.
Yeah. Do you dress up ever?
I used to a lot, but I don't a ton anymore. I do on Halloween.
What did you dress up as last year?
I dressed up as a witch.
Cool.
I was supposed to be Wendy the witch, and my brother is Casper the friendly ghost.
Aww, cute.
They're going down the slide, and they climb. You climb up the ladder and push yourself down the slide. Kicking a soccer ball, you put a soccer ball down, I guess, and then kick it?
Yeah. Do you play any sports?
Yes, I do a lot. I have a lot of sports that I play.
Yeah, what do you play?
I do cheer, I do basketball, I do soccer. I do golf, and I do dance, which I do tumbling, jazz, tap, and ballet.
That's terrific. Aw, sounds so fun. Do you have a favorite?
My favorite is probably cheer. That's my favorite, probably.
Cool.
They're building blocks. Like they you take some building blocks and you stack them up. Like, I don't really know how to describe it.
No, you did great.
They're pushing someone on a swing. You get on the swing and then someone like holds on to the rope bit, or push their back, and then you just kind of swing your legs back whenever you're back, and then swing your legs forward when you're forward. Mm-hmm. They're holding on to a lollipop. I don't know why they're both holding on to the lollipop unless they're fighting over the lollipop.
Maybe. Or maybe they're sharing.
It's kind of gross.
Oh, I meant like maybe like someone's given a lollipop to someone.
Oh, I thought you
not like the like, same one. No, no, no. But yeah, or maybe they're fighting over it. I guess we never will know for sure, right?
Nope. They're sitting on a stool. They don't really know what they're doing.
What's this?
A timer. Yes, maybe a timer. Or a clock. I don't know.
That's okay. Awesome, you can go ahead and buzz it. That's okay. And then we'll just look at a few more pictures, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'll just show you a few of the ones I like. I like this one. What's silly about this picture?
They're in space, but there's this. A few of the stars have like flies or airplanes on them, I guess. I don't really know.
What is this person doing?
They're reaching for the like star thingies.
Yeah.
That have flies on them.
Yeah.
And flying in space.
Do you ever want to go to space?
I do, but I don't. Like, it sounds a little scary going into space.
Awesome. Okay, let me show you a few more that I like. I think you would actually like this one with the dog.
Yes, it's so cute. I love animals.
What do you see there?
I see a frog in a cup with a crown on its head. Yeah. It just staring at something, but I don't know what.
What would you do if you saw one of those in your room?
I'd try to pick it up and bring it outside. or keep it as my pet, because I like frogs too.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yes.
All right, let me find another one. This will be our last one. Oh, actually, maybe two more. There's two right there. What do you see here?
A goat with a party hat with chocolate coins and candy and a diamond ring in the back of it there, and maybe a necklace. And maybe based off of the diamond rings and the necklace and the diamond over there, maybe that's like coins, like actual coins, not like chocolate coins.
Yeah.
And there's candy. I forgot to say the candy. There's candy.
Do you think it's like a special day or something?
Maybe it's his birthday.
Maybe. All right, and this will be our last one. What's going on here?
A pig's taking a bath. But he's taking a very messy bath.
Yeah.
There's like bubbles and water all over the floor. And there's a rubber ducky on the floor too.
Yeah. Kind of cool though, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you are all done. You did such a great job. Do you want to hit a buzzer?
Yeah.